Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Holy Gospel for this Lord's Day, from the 16th chapter of St. John, the 13th and 14th verses. Jesus said, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." In Christ Jesus, dear friends, this Sunday finds us about halfway between Easter Day and the day of Pentecost, between the day of our Lord's resurrection and the day when the risen and ascended Lord sent his Holy Spirit to the disciples. The Gospel read on this Sunday speaks of the coming of the Spirit of truth. And this Gospel is a portion of our Lord's farewell discourse to his disciples on the night when he was betrayed. In fact, the Gospel readings for last Sunday, for today, and for the next two Sundays come from Jesus' farewell discourse as he was preparing them for what was to come. At the beginning of today's Gospel, Jesus says to them that because he has said these things to them, sorrow has filled their hearts. The sorrow of realizing that their beloved Master, in whom they had experienced a love like none in this world, a beloved Master who had spoken the truth which contradicts all lies and exposes all the deceptions of the world, was about to be taken from him, from them. And so our Lord consoles them by showing that because he is going to the Father, because he is going to offer himself as the perfect sacrifice for their sins and the sins of the whole world, because he will die and be buried and then rise from the dead on the third day, they will be brought to peace and to joy, which has no ending. And Jesus tells them that after he has left them, he will send to them the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he promises to send them the Spirit of truth. And he says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And these words found their fulfillment when, after the death and resurrection of Jesus and his ascension, and after the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the disciples, by the assistance of God the Holy Spirit, remembered all that Jesus had taught them and proclaimed that truth, and then, in fact, wrote that truth in the Holy Scriptures. And so the whole New Testament is fulfillment of these words of Jesus, that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. He will glorify me. And so the Holy Spirit, through the words of the Scripture and through the preaching of the Holy Scripture, points not to himself, but points steadily to Jesus, in whom is all our hope. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And that truth revealed through the Holy Spirit exposes the lies and the deceptions and the delusions of a fallen world for what they are. And I think that certainly in our day, there is a tremendous sense of disillusionment, a sense of uncertainty, a sense of an inability to find truth at all. And so that is why we need to listen so carefully to all that the Holy Spirit tells us through the words of the Holy Scriptures. He enlightens our darkened minds. He comforts our troubled hearts. And he fills us with the joy of the risen Lord to whom he bears witness. Yes, there is a wonderful old hymn, a very simple hymn, which speaks of the Holy Spirit and how he is the fulfillment of this promise of Jesus to send him to us. And the hymn says of the Holy Spirit, "And every virtue we possess, and every victory won, and every thought of holiness are his alone. And every virtue we possess, and every victory won, and every thought of holiness are his alone, belong to God the Holy Spirit, who shows Christ to us and brings us to Christ, as we learn in the explanation of the third article of the Creed. I believe that I cannot by my own understanding or effort believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which Christian church he daily and richly forgives the sins of me and of all believers, and will give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life." And so on this Sunday, about halfway between Easter Day and the day of Pentecost, we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, come, fill the hearts of your faithful people, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen." And having heard the word of God, let us now stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,